Feeling overwhelmed by the start of the new year and all of those resolutions you've made? Here's an incredibly easy, good-for-you way to get the extra boost you need to power through those resolutions. Get Super Beets by Human. Human Super Beets has harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is exactly what your body needs more of to deliver more energy, without the need of a quick caffeine kick or a sugar high. Right now, you can try Super Beets risk-free for 90 days. Get the results you want or get your money back, minus return shipping. Call 800-664-5617 now or visit danasbeets.com and get an extra 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your first order. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com for this risk-free offer.
Gracious, you know, when I was there singing, and I heard them saying, build that wall, you know. This is indigenous lands. You know, we're not supposed to have walls here. We never did. For millennia, before anybody else came here, we never had walls. We never had a prison. We always took care of our elders. We took care of our children. We always provided for them. You know, we taught them right from wrong.
Yeah, because Native Americans never fought with each other or anything else or anything like that. That's Nathan Phillips, the man who lied about what happened with a bunch of these Catholic school kids that attended the March for Life over that was on Friday. And I guess not being content with media, with BuzzFeed sticking its male copulatory organ into a blender, all the other media had to immediately hop in and do it, too. Welcome to the show. And that pretty much sets the tone, because I don't think I've been this mad in a decade. I'll be real with you. I am livid. I am so enraged at the way adult predators, these are predatory adults, and I am choosing my words carefully because that's exactly what they are. They should be described with the full force of the offenses that they are targeting others with. They are predatory adults driven by a partisan zealotry. And they think that their ideology gives them a pass to prey on children. And these kids are children. They're minors. They're teenagers. So what happened? Well, unless you've been under a rock, and by the way, I will, on my Facebook page, Official Dana Lash, I will have the entirety of all of my preparation materials, audio, video, etc., posted for you today, so that you can use that when you're trying to discuss this situation with another adult predator that wants to prey on children and is fueled by partisan zealotry. A bunch of kids, and they do this every year, they attended the March for Life, standing for pro-life. They always have record numbers, and the media always does everything it possibly can to absolutely ignore every single part of this effort. And a group of these Catholic school kids from Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky, they were there, and they were at the mall, the National Mall, and a group, what do they call themselves? The Black Israelites? I've seen them before. They're at every single demonstration. I can't tell you how many rallies and demonstrations I have attended in Washington, D.C. It is a rite of passage for a young person to be screamed at by a member of the Black Israelites. It is a rite of passage for a young person to be slurred or called a cracker or called an Uncle Tom if you're black, because that's what they did. And there's audio of that as well. They've done all of this stuff. It's a rite of passage to be screamed at by these individuals. It's like, oh, you really, now you're really there and you're really doing it. So these kids, they were there at the mall and they were being screamed at by these Black Israelites. And the kids, they were all with their backpacks. They had finished the march. They were checking out the National Mall. I mean, this group was from Kentucky. Probably the first time, being from Kentucky, that they had ever experienced any kind of anti-anything in a protest. So it had to have been like looking at a two-headed calf from where they're from. I'm just saying. And as a way to drown out the racial slurs being hurled at them by the adult members of this Black Israelite group, they decided to chant their school's fight song, right? And a lot of schools, I don't know if it's like this, you know, up north, but it wasn't in my school, but we didn't have really, we had like a chant that we did, or like a sound that we did, that we were the Warriors, the totally politically incorrect Warriors, which is awesome, and I hope they never change it. But they have a fight song. A lot of schools have fight songs. And that's what they chant at all the games, etc. And so the kids were doing, you know, they're like, okay, well, we don't really want to be screamed at by these people, so we're just going to chant the fight song. And good for them. That's what they did. And so they're chanting the fight song, and that is when Nathan Phillips, who is a serial victim, by the way, and we're going to get into that here in a little bit, because he's done this repeatedly, and then he's gone and run and told the media about it repeatedly. He decides, and the video is there, he decides to take his drum and with his cohorts walk over and get into the faces of these children. That is not an exaggeration. There's so much hours, in fact, over 2 hours of video footage. Multiple cameras, multiple angles, multiple perspectives, with microphones right there and microphones away. Near and far, narrow and wide is the footage. It covers all. Landscape and portrait mode. And these Nathan Phillips and his cohorts, they deliberately walked right over to the students who were in the middle of chanting their school's fight song, and they were banging their drum, and the kids, and this is evident later on in what they were saying in their statements that they had to release to the press, and I'll get to that. The kids had no idea. They didn't know if it was a performance. Keep in mind, these are Kentucky kids. These are Catholic high school kids from Kentucky. Not that Kentucky's, you know, I have friends and family in Kentucky. They're high school kids. It's not like there's tons of protest in Kentucky, is what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean? It's not like it's a hotbed of protest. You're not going to see the resistance busting up coffee shops anywhere in Kentucky like you see in Portland every weekend. And they didn't know what was going on. And you can see it in their faces. And some of them said that they actually thought that Phillips and his cohorts were coming over there beating the drum to their chant for their school's fight song. And then it got weird. It got weird. Because then at that point, that's when Nick Sandman, who is the main kid there, he's the one who had the red hat on. They were wearing Make America Great Again hats, and he had the red hat on, and that's the one that Nathan Phillips, the adult, decided to target. And they were being called racist, they were screamed at and called bigots, they were called white crackers, they were called the F word, a gay slur, they were called incest kids. The adults that were with the Black Israelites screamed at them that they would, quote, harvest his organs. And I watched the video where they called him an Uncle Tom. And that's when they said, this is Nathan Sandman's statement. Because we were being loudly attacked and taunted in public, a student in our group asked one of our teacher chaperones for permission to begin our high school spirit chants to counter the hateful things that were being shouted at our group. The chants are commonly used at sporting events. At no time did I hear any student, and by the way, the video completely 1,000% supports them in this. At no time, Nathan writes, did I hear a student chant anything other than the school spirit chants. I didn't hear anybody say, build the wall. He said, the Native American protesters, who I hadn't previously noticed, approached our group. They had drums, and they were accompanied by at least one person with a camera. And he said that's when he never addresses Nathan Phillips by name. Nick Sandman. Nick Sandman never addresses Nathan Phillips by name. But he says that the protester, who is Phillips, waded into the crowd, which parted for him, No one tried to block his path. He says he locked eyes with me and approached me, coming within inches of my face, and he played his drum the entire time that he was in my face. He goes, I didn't speak to him, and I did not make any hand gestures or aggressive moves. He goes, to be honest, I was startled and confused as to why he had approached me. We had already been yelled at by another group of protesters, and when the second group approached, I was worried that a situation was getting out of control where the adults were attempting to provoke teenagers. I believe that by remaining motionless and calm, I was helping to defuse the situation. I realized that everyone had cameras and perhaps a group of adults were trying to provoke a group of teenagers into larger conflict. I said a silent prayer that the situation would not get out of hand. During that period of the drumming, a member of the protesters' entourage began yelling at a fellow student that we, quote, stole their land and that we should go back to Europe. Do we have that audio, by the way? Because that is audio that we do have. That video does 1,000% support what he says. It absolutely supports it. Yes. Audio soundbite 20. This is what he's referencing. Yeah. That is one of the people with Nathan Phillips. Someone said that was Nathan Phillips' grandson. Phillips said that he later told press when he changed his story that he was trying to also de-escalate the situation. Does it sound like that to you in that audio? Yeah. Nick Sandeman says the engagement ended. He said he knew that Phillips had singled him out for a confrontation. He says he's not sure why. He writes, the engagement ended when one of our teachers told me buses had arrived and it was time to go. I obeyed my teacher and simply walked to the buses. At that moment, I thought I had defused the situation by remaining calm, and I was thankful nothing physical had occurred. And he says, I was not intentionally making faces. I did smile at one point because I wanted him to know I was not going to become angry, intimidated, or be provoked into larger confrontation. I'm going to tell you what. Nick Sandeman, this young man, has demonstrated a lesson for America. This teenager, who's a minor, has shown more restraint, more wisdom, and more grace than 99% of the adults in this country. This teenager was the adult in this situation. Nathan Phillips was the child. The adult protesters were the child. You don't get a pass because you're a Democrat. You don't get a pass because you're progressive. And I'll be damned if I have someone try to say, well, they're Native American, so I guess they can do whatever the hell they want to. No. If you want to lecture others about the way they should treat others, then you be the example. Nick Sandeman was the example here. And I think he should be applauded for his restraint. He should be applauded for his grace. He should be applauded for being the adult in this situation. We haven't even gotten to a third of what I have for this first segment, so I hope you're ready, because I have tons of audio for you coming up here. Let me tell you what we're going to get into. Because I'm going to share with you what the media did to these kids and to Nick Sandeman. I'm going to share with you every single memory hold tweet, and there were a bunch of conservatives that did this too. There were a bunch of conservatives who decided to virtue signal to a media that hates them. They decided to virtue signal to an ideology that hates them. Why? I don't know, for clicks? So you can get more airtime on CNN or MSNBC? So you can desperately show that, look, this is not who we are? Well, of course that's not who we are. Those who apologize, kudos to you, because everyone makes mistakes. Those who didn't, y'all ought to be dragged for memory hole in what you did. And I'm going to name you. This is outrageous. We have hit a peak where we have adult progressives preying on children. Last week, all we heard was what? Teach boys respect. This weekend, it was, let's dox their punchable faces. Literally, that's what one reporter who has a blue check mark said. He called them punchable. We have a million things. I have so much for you. This media spin. The audio of what really happened. The students speak out. We're just getting started. We have a ton. 844-344-DANA. And we're going to try to work some of your calls in later on as well. As we get moving on, Super Beats is something that you definitely need to check out. As you all know, anyone who's listened since I've been on air since 2008, I don't make resolutions. But if you're feeling overwhelmed by the start of the new year and the resolutions you've made, there's an easy, good-for-you way to get the extra boost you need to power through your resolutions. You can get Super Beats by Human. Right now, you can try Super Beats risk-free for 90 days. It harnesses the power of nutrient-enriched beets and creates a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide, and nitric oxide is what your body needs more of to deliver more energy. You can use it, as I do, as a pre-workout or as a quick pick-me-up without the need of caffeine or sugar high at the end of the day. So get your risk-free supply for 90 days, get the results you want, or get your money back minus return shipping. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeats.com and get an extra 30-day supply of Super Beats free with your first order. 800-664-5617, danasbeats.com. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and free shipping with your first purchase. 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeats.com for this risk-free offer. Feeling overwhelmed by the start of the new year and all of those resolutions you've made? Here's an incredibly easy, good-for-you way to get the extra boost you need to power through those resolutions. Get Super Beats by Human. Human Super Beets has harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is exactly what your body needs more of to deliver more energy, without the need of a quick caffeine kick or a sugar high. Right now, you can try Super Beets risk-free for 90 days. Get the results you want or get your money back, minus return shipping. Call 800-664-5617 now or visit danasbeats.com and get an extra 30-day supply of Super Beats free with your first order. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and free shipping with your first order. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeats.com for this risk-free offer.
Listen live around the world
at danaradio.com.
We have a lot more on this, a lot more audio coming up for you as well. I am going to get you into some of the headlines, though, and get you caught up as we get started on this Monday. Let's kick it.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Kamala Harris, who's going to make another appearance on today's show. We're going to discuss how she raided David Daleiden's and Center for Medical Progress's offices. They had a big judicial victory this week. She's decided she's going to run for president. She bathed her announcement in symbolism, says the New York Times. She chose MLK Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. And she also made sure she had her staging and all of that. So she was very careful to make it as theatrical as possible. But Kamala Harris, you knew she was going to do this. She's been using judicial hearings as well for her tryouts. She's entering the Democrat field. This is a crazy story. An Iowa man decided he was going to build a bomb in the basement of a sushi restaurant to prove that no one would report his behavior. And then he decided to call police on himself. 40-year-old Ivory Washington built an IED inside of Akebono in Des Moines, Iowa, Tuesday evening. He called police on himself. They responded about 6:40 p.m. He told officers he was trying to prove a point. He told police that the bomb was fake, but the bomb squad test confirmed it was not fake. It was real. And they said had it been detonated, anyone within a 25-foot radius would have been injured and within 10 feet would have been killed. Oh, my goodness. Well, the president, according to The Hill, offered to limit his border wall to strategic locations, which is ultimately what Department of Homeland Security already suggested. Yet another offer, and we'll talk about this later on in the program also, that Republicans have extended to Democrats, and Democrats are ignoring all offers and refusing to negotiate. And a Silicon Valley landlord rents his $1,500 a month studio apartment to two cats. That's true. People are actually renting spaces in Silicon Valley for their animals. Stay with us. More coming up.
This segment of the Dana Show podcast is brought to you by Kel-Tec. They don't make ordinary firearms. They invent better ones. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Visit them at KelTecWeapons.com.
Follow along on Twitter at DLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
I realized I had put myself in a really dangerous situation. You know, there's like, here's a group of people who were angry at somebody else, and I put myself in front of that, and all of a sudden I'm the one who's all that anger and all that wanting to have the freedom to just rip me apart. Fear, not for myself, but fear for the next generations.
That is Nathan Phillips, the man who lied about what happened actually at the MAGA kids protest. I don't know what else you would call it. He lied, and he's a serial victim. This, we've been discussing this. I think we've reached a watershed moment. I really do, in American culture, where we now have adult progressives preying on children, and they're child predators. You're seeking children out to bully and intimidate them. You're preying on a child. Thus, you are a child predator. It is abusive. The kids, and I was sharing with you earlier, Nick Sandman's statement, who showed more grace and restraint now that two some odd hours of video footage are out from multiple cameras, multiple angles, and it showed that Nathan Phillips was the aggressor and the instigator, and he walked over and got in the faces of these teenagers. And Nick Sandman stood there, and so many people are going, well, why did he smirk? Why did he look like that? Hey, geniuses, why don't you talk to me about restraint and grace that you have absolutely no concept of, judging by your inability to even control your emotions when responding to an item on Twitter or Facebook with which you disagree? He did absolutely nothing wrong. He's a junior in high school. He has never been accosted by an adult who wanted to beat a drum in his face before. How would you have reacted as a junior in high school? Judging by how some of these people are acting as adults now, I would say probably even worse. Yes, and now they're getting death threats. This Nathan Phillips, by the way, his story has changed so many times. I don't know if you all are aware of this. His story has changed quite a bit. He changed it depending on, I guess, what outlet that he speaks with, it changes. And so, for instance, let me put this up. He spoke with the Washington Post, and he lied about what he had said. He said that, I mean, he acted like he was minding his own business, and he was just doing a chant, and kids swarmed him. That's how he was really presenting it. But that's not what happened. And there's a couple, because he's done this before, where he seeks kids out and has done this. He said one thing to Washington Post. I mean, clearly it shows that he was the one who was the aggressor. He told the Washington Post that they headed to the center of the students, and they wanted to sing a well-known spiritual song, and they just wanted to stay there in the middle of the students is what he wanted to do. That's what he told the New York Times and then Washington Post. He said, no, he was trying to leave, and he was trying to reach the top of the memorial and go to where his other friends were standing and walk up the steps. And that's when his path was blocked. What? No. And he literally said this. This is how he's being quoted. Oh, this is the Washington Post interview. Quote, why should I go around him? He asked. I'm just thinking of 500 years of genocide in this country, what your people have done. You don't even see me as a human being. What? Wow. Ring that victim rag for all you can, man. Holy cow. You know, I'm amazed at this. I am absolutely amazed at this. So his story was changing. And this is while people that he was with, as we played the audio of, they were screaming at him, screaming at the kids, oh, this is, you know, stolen lands. And I'm really tired of hearing about stolen lands, especially having it screamed at kids who were not in any way party to the convoluted ideology that disenfranchised Native Americans, disarmed Native Americans, assigned them roll numbers, sent them on the trail of genocide, and then wrongly relegated them to controlled sovereignties, and then paraded out a super white woman politician to insult them and skinwalk in their ethnicity for professional advancement, while her colleagues continued the abatement of the Ruby Valley Treaty decimation and the Animas River poisoning, which threatened the livelihood of numerous indigenous ranchers. Have a million seats. Unbelievable. Oh, let me share with you some of the spin. Vulture, writers with Vulture, said that they should die. Oh, yeah. Writers of Vulture said, this is what Covington students inspired. One of the media editors, this is over at The Wrap, showed how, and Vulture is like a culture, you know, magazine, says, quote, "I just want these people to die. Simple as that," says one Vulture writer. Oh, wow. Really? BuzzFeed. Oh, we just got so many things. One of the BuzzFeed, Ann Helen Peterson, she compared Nick Sandman to Brett Kavanaugh and said, this is life in America. Mm-hmm. Even Chuck Todd got in on the act. Chuck Todd decided to tweet out, quote, "Those trying to tar all media today aren't interested in improving journalism, but protecting themselves." And then he was whining. He says, oh, there's a lot more accountability in media these days. You know, we know we live in a glass house. We just hope that that those who talk about us, that they're aware also. Yeah, because today literally is just a full day of media outlets attempting to cover their asses with a, quote, "fuller picture has emerged" headline, or "new video is out" headlines, while simultaneously whining about how everybody picks on them after they spent an entire weekend running false narratives about a group of teenagers. Yeah. Oh, but yet, wait, there's more. More blue check stuff. Oh, I have it. One of the guys who's this dude? He's the producer of Beauty and the Beast, Jack Morrissey. He said he wanted to kill the kids. He says, quote, "Hashtag MAGA kids go screaming hats first into the wood chipper," and then showed a graphic that showed someone killing someone in a wood chipper and blood squirting out the other side. These are adults, by the way. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But wait, there's more. I mean, it's the way that the media wrote about this, the ridiculous this is how NBC did it. They wrote, quote, "Critics have characterized," after more information came out, quote, "critics have characterized the young man as smirking and trying to stare down Phillips, but other longer videos have complicated the narrative, suggesting that there was jeering by other people before the incident." Complicated the narrative. Yeah, that's called facts disrupting your narrative. That's what that's called. Facts disrupted your narrative. And then there was the Daily Beast. Oh, I have more. Daily Beast. Yeah. They said, they quoted Nathan Phillips, who said that the high school students, quote, had a mob mentality. Oh, boy. Really? They were being screamed at. They went there as part of a school trip, and they were trying to sightsee, and a group of the very, very crazy Black Israelite group, who calls everyone crackers, they've screamed at me before. And by the way, I've been to the mall with Black conservatives, and I watched as they screamed at Black conservatives. It's awful. And they decided to do their school chant. Oh, but wait, there's more. CNN has got in on it as well. Anna Cabrera, after, by the way, CNN kept pushing the false narrative, even after the video, full video footage and everything else came out, which, by the way, even without the full video footage, it doesn't support what they were saying. I just want to make that explicitly clear. Anna Cabrera with CNN says, quote, "The Native American who was apparently mocked by teens wearing MAGA hats in a viral video says he has, quote, fear for those youth, fear for their souls and what they're going to do to this country." This is what CNN was reporting. Chris Cuomo, I asked him if he was ever going to clarify this, to which I got only crickets. There was someone who was retweeted someone about the bigotry and ignorance of these harassing kids. And Cuomo tweeted, "Supporting POTUS does not require for you to call what is obvious fake." He goes, "These are dumb kids displaying a dislike of others, which has been given political currency recently." Really? And he still hasn't corrected that as well. Then you had Arlen Parsa, who decided to dox all of the students all of the students at Covington Catholic High School. This guy is some sort of documentary filmmaker, and he decided to let the internet know that not only did he discover the addresses of the students, but he says that he went and got addresses and school names of staff at school and teachers, et cetera, et cetera. And he started patting himself on the back by literally taking pictures of the office space where he wrote his super now famous Covington Catholic High thread. This is what these people do. It's oh, my goodness. Oh, and then you had this elected official, which I think is fascinating. This guy is fascinating. Representative John Yarmuth, who, by the way, is chairman of the Budget Committee now in the House. And he writes, quote, "I am calling for a total and complete shutdown of teenagers wearing MAGA hats until we can figure out what is going on." He says they seem to be poisoning young minds. The hats, he says, are poisoning young minds. And he wasn't done yet because he kept going. He also added, "The conduct we saw in this video is appalling, but it didn't happen in a vacuum. This is a direct result of the racist hatred displayed daily by the President of the United States, who some apparently see as a role model." Now, again, this is an elected member of Congress who is on the Budgetary Committee, and it is, which is pretty amazing. And he's tweeting this stuff about how you need to, oh my heavens. It's one of the most unbelievable. Yeah, and of course he's a Democrat. He's the chair of the Budgetary Committee, so he's a ranking member, which means that, well, then Yarmuth got mad, and he decided to try to cover his butt, and he tweeted, "The president's fans seem far more upset by my obvious joke about banning hats than they were when the president said literally the same thing about banning actual human beings." What? And I tweeted, "New dictionary definitions, joke, J, long, okay, noun, an embarrassingly hyperbolic partisan response that was meant completely seriously until one experiences regret over the resulting comment ratio and tries to pass it off as humorous expression." But wait, there's more. Still, Captain Disappointment, the guy who plays Captain America, got in on it as well. Oh, I know. I have so much. Gosh, I don't even know how we're seriously going to get through this day. Then when stuff started coming out, when the real story started coming out. Oh my gosh. Delete tweets. Project Delete Tweets begin. Oh my goodness. But there's a thing called Screenshot Bot. Oof. Yeah. So bad. ABC News had all that. They tried to memory hole stuff. Oh, my goodness. The New Republic's Jeet here. He had to delete a tweet. CNN's Bakari Sellers rushed to scrub his social media timeline because he suggested that, according to Mediaite, kids should be, quote, punched in the face. Patton Oswalt deleted a tweet because he was helping to dox the teenagers. CNN's Democrat pretending to be a Republican so she can be on television. Anna Navarro deleted a tweet calling out, I can't even repeat some of the things that and the tweet that she had. That hurry up and scrub your timelines, you hacks. Hurry up. And then the apologies came in by the people who just didn't have any patience to actually wait for more than just a little tiny excerpt of footage. My word. Even over at National Review, Rich Lowry had to publish an explanation. Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert, apologized. These are all conservatives. They apologized. They said that they rushed to judgment and they are sorry. Rich Lowry said, "I deleted my original tweet, and we also took down a strongly worded post by my colleague Nick Frankovich that relied on the incomplete video. It's a reminder," he wrote, "even for an old hand like me, that it's best not to make snap judgments." You think? Reason editor Robbie Sav did his research, and he says that he called the story a rush to judgment and said that the media got this one very, very wrong. My friend Megan McCain said, "I, like many others, have reacted too quickly. Apologize for being part of a media pile-on." And there were a number of other ones that tweeted this out. I'm looking at all of these because there were a lot of conservatives that did this as well. And everybody makes mistakes. I wish that same grace was extended to everyone because some of these same people decide to believe Media Matters headlines about myself. So while I'm entitled not to give any grace to any of these individuals, I'm the bigger person and I will. So kudos to all of them. And Megan's a straight shooter and she's a good person. And she's clearly the brains on The View. She was one of the first people to say, everybody got this wrong. This is bad. And Greg Gutfeld apologized. Everybody makes mistakes. People make mistakes. The ones I can't handle are the people who are trying to memory hole it and act like they didn't help with it. the ones who are memory holing and are they're scrubbing their Twitter timelines. None of the people I mentioned scrubbed anything. They came out with it and they were totally cool about it. But there are a bunch of others that are trying to scrub it up. So it is so shameless. This is so shameless the way that the media did this. This spin on this. I want to really quickly before we get rocking, because we have so much more. Everyone was going on with his that kid's Nick Sandman's facial expression. The Atlantic, and I tweeted this out. You all need to read it. It's all also up on my Facebook page, Official Dana Lash. She had this one sentence, and I thought that this was a really good way of stating this. She says, "I failed the Covington Catholic test," and she was completely transparent about. She says it's a Rorschach test. And she said it's one that I had failed. And she also said that as I watched the longer videos, I began to see the smirking kid in a different light. It seemed to me that a wave of emotions rolled over his face as Phillips approached him. Confusion, fear, resolve. He finally, I thought, settled on an expression designed to mimic respect while signaling to his friends that he had this under control. Observing it, I wondered what different reaction I could have reasonably hoped a high school junior to have in such an unfamiliar and bewildering situation. I came up empty. I'm going to tell you what, to those students who are out there, first off, God bless you for standing for life. Secondly, as I've said to many other young people, never, ever bend a knee to the rage mob. Ever. You hold your ground. You did nothing wrong. They tried to set you up. And this ends now. We have a lot more in store. Stay with us. More of The Dana Show after this.
It's The Dana Show.
It's 90s Monday. We have a packed, packed, packed show today for you. And coming up, the students are speaking out. I'm going to share with you how Nathan Phillips has been this is the guy who went and tried to intimidate these students in D.C. He's a serial victim. And we'll discuss that and go over those stories. Also, coming up, the Republicans have offered proposal after proposal to Democrats to get government open. Democrats refuse to discuss. And the Women's March endorsed anti-Semitism over the weekend. Stay with us.
I had no idea that my cell phone supported abortion, sanctuary cities, and gun control.
Neither did I until I found Patriot Mobile, and that's why I switched to Patriot Mobile. I wanted every call, every text, and every post I make to support my values.
But will I get the same coverage? How much money will I really save?
Yes, there's been absolutely no change in my coverage, and I save over $200 a year. The big cell phone companies charge extra fees and fund liberal agendas. I feel like I've joined a family. They truly care about me, and they support and fight for my constitutional rights.
Stop using your cell phone to fund the left. It's easy to switch to Patriot Mobile. A portion of your monthly bill is donated to conservative organizations like the NRA, the Heritage Foundation, and the Susan B. Anthony List. With unlimited talk and text plans starting as low as $20 per month, why wait? Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana to get your activation fee waived or mention Dana when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Switch to Patriot Mobile today and fight to protect your rights.
Fear, not for myself, but fear for the next generations, fear where this country is going, fear for those youths, fear for their future, fear for their souls, their spirit, what they're going to do to this country. What they were doing wasn't making America great. It was just tearing down the fabric the spirit of America.
This is the bigoted individual who was intimidating children in Washington. I have a ton of other things to get into, But I want to, there's some things I need to show you and discuss with you about this topic. We're going to get into the Women's March. We're going to get into the latest of the immigration battle, blah, blah, blah. This is a cultural watershed moment, which is why I'm focusing so much on it. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. This individual, this Nathan Phillips guy, he's a bigot. And he thinks he gets a pass because he plays his identity politic card and he's a lefty. And so he thinks that that somehow insulates him from any responsibility towards modeling better behavior for the youth, right? He gets a pass. And he is a professional, he's a serial victim. He's done this before. He's, in fact, this is, let me pull this story up for you. He's done this before. He one time claimed that he was near Eastern Michigan. You know, he was walking by a home. He was walking around outside, I guess, and he walked by a home where he says he saw Eastern Michigan University students dressed up as Native Americans. Now, mind you, Nathan Phillips has never said anything about Elizabeth Warren ever. He's never condemned her, ever. And so he was walking by Eastern Michigan University, he says, some home near there, and he saw students dressed as Native Americans. And he says that he walked over to the fence and he saw 30 to 40 students involved in a theme party, and he was offensive, or he was offended. He was offended by it. He said it was racist and that he claimed that they bombarded him with slurs. Remember, he also said that these kids were saying all kinds of stuff about him. This adult man was saying that these minor children, they're not even seniors in high school, were abusing him. And then the video footage came out and completely proved him wrong. Contradicted him entirely, embarrassingly so. So he says he apparently called the police and that the police showed up. And he says, by the time they got there, there wasn't a party. Oh, that's convenient. And he says he filed a report with campus police. So why did he go over to their property and get involved with their business? You see what I mean? This guy's a serial victim. He's done this before. Oh, and he ran to the press and was telling the press his whole story about it. See, what he didn't count on was that all of these other people in D.C. on Friday were also going to have footage. He didn't think that they were also going to have footage. I was reading one of these students, Michael Hodge, according to his older brother, and he posted on Twitter. He was wrongly identified. Social media, the rage mob, wrongly identified the Cincinnati, Ohio teenager as a high school student who was there. And so they began threatening him. They threatened his family. They threatened their family business. They got threats of physical violence. They posted their address online. Their aunts and uncles started getting this garbage. Because they identified, the rage mob identified the wrong person. You know what really aggravates me about this, too? Is that, you know, when I was talking about so many individuals who immediately just jumped on this, the school apparently as well, and even March for Life, which I don't want them to stain the good work that they do by trying to get into the virtue signaling business. Everyone, initially before the full video was even seen, the Covington Catholic High School and the March for Life apparently both issued statements saying, oh, this is, you know, it's bad. They shouldn't do this, et cetera, et cetera. I hope they walk those back. No one has the patience to wait for the full story anymore because so many people are so damn self-obsessed. They think that the world will stop spinning on its axis if they do not shower up on it the manna that is their opinion. Heaven forbid someone withhold their uninformed thought for a beat. This is why we're in this position. This is why we're in it. Is this some of the audio sound by 21? This is some of the adults that were attacking the kids protesting, right? They were calling them slurs and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, listen to this. This is what these kids were hearing at the when they were just there after the March for Life, and they were looking around on the National Mall waiting for their buses to show up. This is what they were subjected to by adults. Listen.
Coming up with a loud mouth, thinking they can run and bogart things, thinking they can come and distract things with their loud ass mouth because they're not used to dealing with no real men. And we do think we supposed to bow down to your damn emotions when you coming to run your mouth and distract what we doing instead of coming with order and with a real dialogue. She's coming around here being wicked.
Yeah, and then they were screaming at them crackers, and there's some things that we can't even play. We can't even play some of the stuff. We can't even. I mean, it's ridiculous. This isn't the first time, though, that this has happened. This isn't the first time that people... This is a trend now. I mean, seriously, what makes adult progressives talk about punching kids? I mean, that was actually one of the things that they were saying. I mean, they called them, come closer, you're going to catch it. They were screaming at them. They called them a pale-faced terrorist. This is what some of these people were screaming at them. And the media didn't even bother to check anything. They didn't even bother to check it. There was a moment at the end of March for Life where that this is what the students were attending. They ended up on the National Mall. They were waiting for their buses. And then the Indigenous Peoples Day, their demonstrations ended. And that's when this Nathan Phillips guy walked into the... And as Kane noted, the media is still running with this. They're still running with it. As the Atlantic article that I cited earlier, it is really a Rorschach test. It is people want to have their biases confirmed. That's what they want. They want their biases confirmed. They don't want to read a story about these kids with red hats and walk away having a good opinion of their behavior. People are so conditioned to be so partisan that they're forgetting their humanity. This is where we're at. You have adults that were talking about killing these kids. I'm not kidding you. That's scary stuff, guys. The press has made up in its head the white Christian menace. You know, they were going after Karen Pence because she decided to teach at a Christian school, and the Christian school, being a private Christian school, expects the staff to adhere to their Christian doctrine. And guess what? Every Christian school that you go to has those same requirements. No, the press, it's this white Christian menace. It's awful to me. Every single adult that was involved in this situation, all these adults failed these kids. Every adult involved in this, they have been failed. Nathan Phillips lied about children after he preyed on them to bully them, and the media just and the rage mob went at them. The chaperones were there. The teachers were there. What are you going to do? You're doing your best. You're in a weird situation that you're on a youth trip to D.C. You're outnumbered by students, and you have crazy protesters screaming racial slurs at you. I think that it was Nick Sandman who was the best behaved out of. He was the adult in the situation. He was singled out. I want to read you this. Cheryl Magnus over at The Federalist wrote this. Talking about the Black Hebrew Israelites. And we can't even play the audio of them on here. We'll get fined. She writes, the BHI members also singled out a Black student for abuse. He was quickly folded into the group of boys for protection. And the BHI members went on a lengthy anti-homosexual tirade, drawing audible gasps from some of the Covington Catholic boys who have no doubt been taught that such talk is not acceptable. And she notes, you can hear in all of the video footage, a few of the boys can be heard asking what's going on when Nathan Phillips walks up and begins beating his drum in Nick Sandman's face. It seems they were a bit confused by it all. Wouldn't you be? Maybe without a playbook or previous experience dealing with a situation like this, you wouldn't respond in an elegant way, perhaps, either. And so many people. You had the Covington Diocese, who issued a joint statement. They were thrown under the bus by their school and the Covington Diocese. They issued a statement. Let me share it with you. I know we got to get rolling here. I told you, we don't have enough time today. They said, quote, we condemn the actions of the Covington. This is before all the footage was out. We condemn the actions of the Covington Catholic High School students towards Nathan Phillips specifically, et cetera, et cetera. We're investigating the Diocese of Covington. I hope someone in Kentucky hears. We have affiliates there. Y'all need to apologize to these students. You owe an apology. Don't make me say something that all of us will regret. Because I could say more. You owe those kids an apology. And I think that diocese, or any diocese, maybe don't be so quick to judge kids considering what's been going on recently. Maybe wait for some of the actual rest of the story to come in first. They all owe apologies. Every single entity that issued a statement, you owe an apology. Everybody does. And this is, they wanted to burn these kids at the stake. The mayor of their hometown, the Catholic school apologized for it. The mayor of their hometown denounced them. He owes an apology. And by the way, I have the video here. They ask when Nathan Phillips comes over, you can hear under the drums the kids going, "Who is he? What is he doing here? Does anybody know what's going on?" They had no idea what was going on. You can hear them ask each other, "Where are you, adults? What is the matter with you?" Just awful. The progressive left, you are a blight. You are shameful. You are shameful. You're a blight to civil discourse. You shame free speech. You shame free worship. You shame free association. I mean, we are at a watershed moment. Do you all find it acceptable to go after kids? I mean, hell, we were told don't touch Parkland kids. I was called a whore, a prostitute. Even by some of a couple of them. I'm actually friends with a number of the families. I was called horrific things by kids. I don't argue with kids. I don't, because somebody has to be the adult. And I do it. And the media was like, don't touch. I mean, remember? Even kids who would disagree with those kids, they would go after the kids who disagreed with them. Now look what they're doing. So which is it? Shame on so many people. I know we have to get moving. We have so much stuff to get into today. CarShield's a great program that if you need to have a repair on your car and you don't want to be surprised by an expensive repair, you need to check them out because they will help you. You can't put a price on your family's safety and security on the road. They make the process of fixing your car for a covered repair easy. Have your favorite mechanic or dealership do it. It's your choice. You get 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed. You don't have to pay high repair bills. If your car is 5,000 to 150,000 miles, CarShield administrators can help you. They've paid out close to $2 billion in claims. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs and get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle protection like I've done. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Dana, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Dana to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code Dana, 800-CAR-6100, mention code Dana. A deductible may apply.
Broadcasting from the Lone Star State to your town.
The Dana Show.
Gosh, this song is so appropriate right now. This is literally America's jam at the moment. Sorry that the show's so crazy today, but we have so much content to get through. Let's kick it into headlines, shall we?
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Yeah. All right. So getting into some of the other headlines, some of the other stories that we are watching. So the, goodness. Here's a warning for all college boys out there right now. I actually saw this over the weekend, and it was really troublesome. The Daily Caller has it, a bunch of other places do too. Retired detectives say a gang of serial killers is responsible for at least 70 quote-unquote accidental drownings. A team of retired police detectives and a gang expert argue that 100 officially ruled accidental deaths actually might be the work of a gang of killers called the Smiley Face Killers. The cases stretch from 1997 to current time. They involve alleged victims who are white college-age males, and they go out drinking and then they come back and get into some trouble. Oh, short break. I'll make it up to you next segment. Stay with us.
This portion of the Dana Show is brought to you by Kel-Tec. They don't make ordinary firearms. They invent better ones. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Visit them at keltecweapons.com.
The bottom line is we have a lot to root out, but most of all, there's systematic racism that most of us whites don't like to acknowledge even exists. We don't even consciously acknowledge it, but it's been built into every aspect of our system. Because when your schools are substandard, when your houses are undervalued, when your car insurance costs more for no apparent reason, when poverty rates for black Americans is still twice that of white Americans, when Barack says if your name is Jamal and your name is Jim and you have the same qualifications and Jim gets the job.
What? I don't even know what the hell Joe Biden is talking about here. What is that even? If and buts were candy and nuts, I mean, golly.
Has he heard of affirmative action? Because that last part is completely false, what he said.
The last part is false? I mean,
completely false.
I meant the last part.
All of what he said was a big virtue signal, but that last part was.
Isn't this the guy who mocked, who said that all, didn't he suggest that owners of gas stations were all Indian and mocked their accent? Yes. Yeah, that's right, he did. Literally on camera. Anyway, because he did.
Never mind what he said about Barack.
No, that, well, goodness.
Back in the day.
So I want to really quickly. And then we're going to get into if you go on Official Dana Lash on Facebook, you will. That's only a third of my rundown for today. Go to my Facebook page. Go to Official Dana Lash on Facebook. You see all that content that I have. That's all the prep and everything that I have for the topic of the MAGA kids today. Yeah. Now you're going to see why it's 1:37 Central Time and it feels like the show hasn't even started. Right. That's why. I was heated last night. I was hot. You know, I was heated. Oh my gosh. Ooh. I have to fan myself with my flip flop or something. I mean, it's just, it's hard. This is what I want to discuss, how this is a trend. It's a trend to go after. Well, first off, there's like this white Christian boogeyman, apparently. And I'm not even talking about the Rams and Patriots. I'm not even having this conversation because I'm going to throw things. Don't even. I'm not there. I'm not there yet. One of the teams I hate with the burning passion of 1,000 suns, and the other team is the Patriots. So, anyway. I have every right. There is a trend to go after men, B, teenage young men. I'm looking at like some of the kids in these photos. This is a kid. He's a junior in high school. You see some of the kids behind him, they have no idea what the hell's going on. And he smiled and everything that he said was completely corroborated by all video. Nathan Phillips was entirely contradicted and he should feel ashamed of himself and he should apologize, but he won't because our rat bastard media bias won't allow it. They will prop this up like Weekend at what's the movie? Bernie's, thank you. They'll prop it up like Weekend at Bernie's. And yeah, the media is trying to pretend the media is doing the Bird Box challenge with the full video footage of everything that happened in DC. They're doing the Bird Box challenge right now. I don't see. Keep your eyes covered. Keep your eyes covered no matter what you hear.
Stick to the narrative.
Yeah, no matter what you hear, don't open your eye. Don't remove your blindfold. Bird Box Challenge. But the media has done this. They did this with the University of Virginia. Remember Rolling Stone ran the story about the UVA fraternity? The media attacked the fraternity as a bunch of privileged, you know, privileged white kids with their white privilege, and even though there were actually black students that were involved, but whatever. And they were smeared and their characters impugned, and then they ended up handing Rolling Stone their backside because it was an entirely fabricated and made up story. This is what they do. And oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many verified, you know, actual media people were saying, well, that's what you get when you wear a hat. Like, oh, so tell me how the girl deserves it because she wore a skirt. You're triggered by a hat? You're triggered by a hat. This isn't the first time this has happened, though. And we got some audio. Let me get up. We have some audio for you on this. There was, do you remember the story of the kid who wore a MAGA hat, and he was at a Whataburger, and some dude came over to him, an adult came over to this teenager who was sitting there eating his burger at a Whataburger, and he had his hat ripped off his head. Invectives were hurled at him, and then the adult threw the soda at him. Remember that? I don't know if we have the audio of that one.
The audio was just him, like, kind of cussing, and it was
just and it wasn't just him. It wasn't just him. There was also, do you remember the story of the kid? And this was a black student who was wearing a Make America Great Again hat, audio soundbite 24, and he was bullied by the Cheesecake Factory staff. The Cheesecake Factory staff. Cheesecake Factory staff bullied a black kid for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Listen to this.
It's a free country, you know. We should all be able to wear what we want and say what we want without having to deal with criticism or hate about anything. So it was just really disappointing, and I'm really sad me and my family had to go through that.
Tonight, the man at the center of a South Florida restaurant controversy is speaking out about his ordeal.
He claims he was berated and threatened at the Cheesecake Factory all because of his hat.
Yeah. And then the Cheesecake Factory apparently fired some of the staff that were involved. The Cheesecake Factory. The hell are you sitting here? You work for the Cheesecake Factory. Why are you sitting here expressing opinions to this black student who's wearing a MAGA hat? Serve some glam burgers.
Maybe they can find like one page on their menu to let those staff members put their opinions.
Just bring me my glam burger and
a giant menu.
And just shut up.
Cheesecake.
Yeah. By the way, can we like just sidebar real quick? Why? It's like five pages long. The only thing bigger than the Cheesecake Factory menu is the Restoration Hardware catalog. I don't know, but it's the equivalent of one whole forest every year is cut down for that. If you even like buy a tchotchke online at Restoration Hardware, they will send you their 50-pound catalog. The top three longest things in the world in terms of paper is the Restoration Hardware catalog, Cheesecake Factory menu, and CVS receipts. Right. Oh, it's horrible. Okay. Just, you know, serve the kid a burger. And then there were students that were wearing MAGA hats, and they got kicked out of a coffee shop, audio soundbite 25, because the coffee shop could not handle the MAGA hats. Listen.
And also developing tonight, caught on camera, conservative students at Fordham University here in New York say that they were kicked out of a campus coffee house because of thought discrimination and a dislike for their hats. Watch.
I don't want people like you supporting this club.
Well, then you should include
no
that,
one
but I want to refund them my coffee.
Like
yeah, then I
should
give them
our club. You were wearing hats that completely bind me in a super space
coffee.
I'm telling you, take it off
floor.
Where you have to go.
It's a hat. Well, y'all are triggered by hats. Oh, my gosh. Oh, but wait, there's more. With the purchase of one slap chop, you get a bonus slap chop. There was a dad who videotaped himself daring his daughter to knock the hat off of a kid's head as the kid sat, I think he was eating an ice cream or chips or something at the mall. And he was this adult male was overcompensating clearly. I know. He was videotaping himself and told his daughter to go knock the MAGA hat off of this kid's head when they were at the mall. This is, which one is this? 26. Audio somebody 26. Listen.
Yes, a father actually daring his daughter to knock someone's MAGA hat off for $100. And then he learns the brutal lesson a little bit too late. Jim Hoff for the Gateway Pundit reports a Democrat father
I could go forever
prepping his daughter for
that.
A career with Antifa. The man challenging his daughter to go knock off a man's MAGA hat for $100. The father says, I'll pay you $100 if you go.
Well, that wasn't that's not a site that I would cite. I would actually do a real site. But that was true because it's on YouTube. I mean, that's how it got out there. I mean, everybody had this. It's everywhere. But this I mean, he videotapes himself egging his daughter on and she went and she did it. She knocked it right out of his head. This teacher evacuated a classroom because the teacher could not deal with the student's hat, their MAGA hat. Listen.
If a hat is getting in the way of nearly like 30 young adults, like if this
okay,
if a
you're
hat
putting
bothers
me in a
you,
position where I'm either going to gather everybody up and go to another classroom and you can remain here like an ass, or you can take your hat off, or you can go talk to an AP about it. Now, what do you want to do?
I can't sit here and learn.
Not with that hat on.
Don't we have a freedom to expression and a freedom to education?
I don't care. You do not. You're not.
I do not. So you're denying my rights.
Choose.
The teacher decided to disrupt the entire classroom because he could not handle this student, the adult teacher, this student's, their hat. And there's more. I love how this is described as a South Portland student's Trump hat ignites controversy. What's the controversy? The controversy are the people's triggered reactions. Listen.
This is Connor Mullen, a South Portland high school sophomore. Knew his ball cap with Donald Trump's slogan, Make America Great Again, might get a rise out of his fellow classmates.
Knocking my hat off a lot, had it thrown in the trash can once.
But the 16-year-old says he was taken by surprise by some negative comments from some of his teachers.
One teacher told me, thank God I couldn't vote. The teacher surprised me because my dad's a teacher, and I know for a fact that teachers are supposed to be, like, not involved. They're supposed to just, like, they don't have to agree with me. They just have to kind of bite their tongue and not comment on it.
What is so awful about the hat? What is so awful about the hat? This is just, it's crazy. This is crazy. And there's more. Oh, I'm not even, There was a man in Tucson who was wearing his Make America Great Again hat, literally just walking down the street, and he was assaulted. There were eyewitnesses. The eyewitnesses helped him, and he actually got injured. Listen.
Jonathan Sparks is passionate about his political beliefs, but he says those beliefs were attacked right here on Saturday night.
And oh, was it painful. My ankle was just hanging there.
As Sparks was walking downtown, a man attacked him from behind.
I felt a very strong grasp on my hat, and it pulled me back and grabbed a lot of hair. The assailant had jumped onto my ankle from behind. And so I not knowing yet that my ankle was broken into four pieces, turned around to grab and take the hat back.
Yeah. Now he was in a cast as a result of it. He was in a cast because of that. This is just, it's crazy. And then there was a woman who stole a hat from a student. She ended up being charged with a misdemeanor. Listen.
You stole my property, my Make America Great Again hat.
Look at the kind of he's wearing. Look it.
What, you're going to turn it into student life? What the hell is your problem?
Hey, y'all. So this guy thought it would be a good idea to go into the conference
with my freedom of speech.
Hat.
With my freedom of speech, she took my hat.
Wearing
this belongs
hat.
To me.
So she actually attacked him and grabbed the hat off his head. And there are so many. This is just a few of the examples. Progressives are justifying violence. They're saying, well, we have to be violent. We have to do this. We can't. This is just over a hat. This is unbelievable. Progressives are the most violent people I've ever met, particularly those who are anti-gun. And this is with the adults that are trying to defend themselves. They're trying to say, oh, well, we're justified in doing this because they were wearing these hats. They were children. Children. This is where we are in society right now. I have more to get into, and we're going to be opening up phone lines here. We got Florida Man coming up, but after Florida Man, I'm really curious as to y'all's thoughts on all of this. What would you do if these were your kids and this is what happened to your kids? Think long and hard about this, because it may be someday. No one is safe from the rage mob. Nobody. Nobody. We have a lot more coming up. Like I said, Florida Man is on the way here. And in the meantime, as we get moving, Outdoor Limited they have just the best deals on ammo. And you can get really just great prices on ammo, super fast delivery, great packaging, better prices than you're going to find anywhere else. You can also get a bunch of shooting supplies at OutdoorLimited.com. They have just the widest selection, period. It's easy for me because sometimes I can't always get out and, you know, go to the store and grab, you know, what I need. I can just click, click, clickety click and do it, get it done, and it comes fast. And the other thing I like about OutdoorLimited.com is that what they have listed on their website, it's in stock. It's literally in their warehouse. So they don't do back orders. They're not going to do drop shipping. It's a great company. I love working with them. And I love being a customer for longer than I've actually worked with them. Right now is the federal load your handgun and your wallet rebate. Get a dollar rebate for every 50 rounds of 9mm ammo purchase. Get $2 back on every 50 rounds of all other calibers purchase. Minimum purchase 250 rounds up to 400. It's valid for Federal, Spear, Blazer, American Eagle, and Independence brands. Check out OutdoorLimited.com. This is where I get my ammo. Features great brands from Federal Ammunition, like Federal Premium, Fusion, and American Eagle. Visit OutdoorLimited.com today. Get $5 off your first purchase of $100 or more with code Dana. OutdoorLimited.com. Make sure you use promo code Dana.
Stream the podcasts. Tell your Amazon device, Alexa, play the Dana Show podcast.
Gosh, this is just so perfect right now. We have to keep this music going until it kicks in. Anyway. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Boom. There you go. So perfect. Oof. You know what? I really could do. Yeah, this is such a great song. I have a ton of songs that I want to play simultaneously all right now. Let's kick it into Florida Man.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
Ooh. Well, a 73-year-old Florida woman decided to scare off a naked intruder because she took out her dentures and yelled, "Grandma, no teeth," and scared the man half to death, apparently. Her name is Penelope Peterson, 73 years old. She heard noises on her back porch. She suspected a cat was to blame. So when she opened her blinds, she found 28-year-old Axel Rivera. He tried to gyrate at her in a lewd manner. She took out her dentures and screamed, "Grandma, no teeth," and it apparently frightened him enough, wherein he took off. When he was found later naked wandering through the parking lot of an apartment complex, he told police that his clothes had been stolen. Yeah, it was a bad scene. A Florida man worried about vampires burns down his house. Quote, "The vampires are going to defend themselves," the Florida man said before the blaze. A Daytona Beach man was arrested after police said he burned down his house upon screaming about vampires. Melvin Weaver faced charges of battery and arson. Daytona Beach police said that his wife sought to have him committed for mental health reasons, but when police arrived, he was acting rationally, and they determined that they couldn't Baker Act him, which, really? I think we... So... he grew angry and got violent, and then he decided to set his house on fire by throwing ceiling insulation onto the stove, and the home was completely destroyed in the fire entirely. Oh my. And a Florida man locks his keys in his car to keep cops from searching it. Florida man says he had a foolproof plan, but he ended up spending the night in Monroe County Jail. He was doing 70 and a 40, and he was pulled over. Charles Garcia. Deputies said they're going to search anyway. They found lots of meth and drugs. Third hour next. Stay with us.
There are people who live paycheck to paycheck and need their money. And to Mike Pence, who thinks it's acceptable that his wife work at a school that bans LGBTQ, you are wrong. Against Christianity, you are the worst representation of what it means to be a Christian.
And that's when I've just decided to lose respect for a woman who talked about her disco stick while wearing a meat dress. That's Lady Gaga. Welcome to the third hour of this goat and goat circus, this goat rodeo. I'm Dana Lash, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. So insane. Just the day. Oh my gosh, this is just craziness. So, I don't know why she's decided to blast Mike Pence. Mike Pence, I do not say this disrespectfully. I think that Mike Pence is a statesman. I think that he has done a fantastic job as VP. He's never said nay a word, a cross word that I can tell about anyone. If there was something more vanilla than a vanilla wafer, it would be called just simply a Pence. He is, I mean, I don't even know how to describe him. I don't even know. He's just very, I don't know. Why are they targeting Mike Pence? Why in the world do you just come out of the blue and target Mike Pence? Because his wife decides to work for a Christian school? How is her working for a Christian school harming you? Do people not realize that most Christian schools are what are, I mean, private schools, they're believer schools. The staff has to believe. They're professing Christians. Their entire doctrine is based on studying on Christianity and looking through the world through the perspective of Christianity, through the perspective of Christ, right? I mean, I don't know a private Christian school that does not operate in that way, because that's why it's a Christian school. Just like you have Jewish schools that teach the exact, they raise their students and they teach through that particular perspective. There are Muslim schools that teach students through their particular perspective. People act like this is a completely brand new thing. I am amazed at this. And by the way, public schools, with their secularism is its own religion. They have some more than others have that. They teach through that particular perspective. And you know what? It's a private school that you're in no way responsible for. So why is it Lady Gaga? Why is it what's her face's business? Why is it her business? Why the need to go on? You know, it's so easy to go after Christians. That's why everybody does it. That's why you see people going after these kids that were in Washington, D.C. That's why they go after the Pences. They go after Mike Pence because he's not going to chop anybody's heads off. They go after Karen Pence because they love women and they want to support them. And they're, oh, wait, no, that doesn't make sense, though, does it? How do you reconcile that? Does not compute. Support all women. Drag Karen Pence. Error. What do you do? Their little heads, they just can't deal with it. By the way, speaking of Karen Pence, what show was this on? This was Kane. This show was, they were talking about,
this is CNN.
Oh my goodness. And this was on the subject of the Karen Pence thing, right?
Yeah, this was kind of disturbing because they just kind of threw it out there after completely bashing and misrepresenting Christianity. And then the end,
John King, thank you, Steve.
The very end, John King throws this question out, and I thought it was pretty disturbing, if you want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of it, they made this announcement that she was going to be working at this school, and then saw the backlash come a couple days later.
Does it matter that all taxpayers pay for her housing? All taxpayers pay for her Secret Service protection? She, you know, it's not her fault that she needs protection. This is the world we live in. But all taxpayers pay for, subsidize her life. Does it matter?
So you mean, does her First Amendment, do her First Amendment freedoms get somehow curtailed because taxpayers pay for her accommodations and her security? I don't know that a lot of people would sign on to that.
But she can.
People
have the First Amendment freedoms to criticize, and they should expect that.
This is criticism of the Pences doing this. It's right. Not actually a blanket criticism of Christianity.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Hmm.
I was going to save that for today in stupidity, but why wait? Why wait?
I need to take my glasses off and face palm for a minute. I think I deserve it. I'm going to just face palm for a second.
She works at a Christian school, so we shouldn't offer her protection paid for by government.
Why? Because it's a Christian school? Why are people so terrified of Christians? Good grief. I mean, seriously, good heavens. I don't get it. I just don't. It is a mystery to me, just the way that I see some of this. It is. It's like people are just freaking out. Oh, my gosh. She's working in a Christian school.
If someone said that about a Muslim representative in the House or something like that, where they said, well, you know, we shouldn't have to pay for her protection. Because we don't agree.
Yeah, that would kind of be bad.
Her religion.
Yeah, that would be.
Like, if someone said that, please. How crazy would that be in the news? Except we're not seeing anything like that here.
So as I said earlier, because last week, the latest media malpractice with these kids in D.C., that was just the latest. The media was not content to be left off the hook. And so they said, here, hold my beer, and decided to try to one up BuzzFeed's equivalent of jamming their male copulatory organ into a blender. But they did. I said that in the most clinical way possible, Kane. And a food processor. See? So it's still. So I just want to read, because this is what we ended Friday with, right? It came out that BuzzFeed completely lied. I mean, completely and entirely, totally lied about this stupid story. They had a description. BuzzFeed came out with a story where they had statements that they were attributing to the special counsel's office, and they had mischaracterized apparently the testimony that Mueller's office had obtained, documents, and it wasn't even a day. Mueller's office, in a move I've never seen before, actually issued a statement that entirely contradicted BuzzFeed's story. And I'm thinking, if they decided to make that move and issued that sort of rare kind of statement, the whole thing is just trash, right? And so, but this was not before BuzzFeed was really pushing this story out to all of the networks, who, again, people get super excited if they think that something is going to confirm their bias. It's like the reverse scientific theory. You know, you're supposed to have your theory work around the facts. Your theory molds to the facts. And what people want to do is do the opposite. You should ultimately have your opinion established upon the facts of the matter. But people want that to be reversed. Audio Soundbite 13. And BuzzFeed, they couldn't even, they were all over the place. Listen.
I have further confirmation that this is right. We're being told to stand our ground. This is our reporting is going to be borne out to be accurate, and we're 100% behind it.
Who is telling you that?
Oh, I'm not going to talk about my sources. I got to be honest with you. This morning, Rudy Giuliani seemed to signal that there was going to be a leak investigation. This is a really significant matter, and in order to protect our sources and not put them at any risk, we're not going to talk about the sourcing.
Yeah. The sourcing. First they said they saw what it said, and then they were briefed on what it said. So they couldn't even get those stories straight. They didn't see anything. Somebody told them that they had something and they ran with it like a bunch of stooges. Why do you think where do you think the phrase fake news comes from? Why do you think that there is an all-time low in terms of respect for legacy press or press right now? Nobody trusts them. Do you blame people after what we've witnessed in the past 7 days? We could even go back further, but just let's limit it to this week. Do you blame people for not trusting the press? They published a story they couldn't even verify. And they ended up getting smacked by Mueller. And it made Trump, they hate Trump so bad, they ended up making him look great. Own ourselves to own the cons. I mean, that's literally what BuzzFeed did. Oh, it is just a hot mess. But this is media now. This is where we are. This is one of, just back to back, some of the most embarrassing stuff ever. I don't even know if I can, I even remarked on Twitter Friday, I don't even know if I can trust BuzzFeed's cat listicles anymore, because everything they write is a lie. They maybe should just stick to, you know, 10 best ways to use toothpaste or something like that. I don't know. But that's not, I mean, there have been, and in fact, The Intercept has a good compilation of some of the top 10 worst media failures. particularly where it concerns the Trump-Russia reporting, how they said that the RT had hacked into and taken over C-SPAN, and C-SPAN had confirmed it had been hacked. That actually was Fortune, New York Magazine, a bunch of people said this. Then C-SPAN actually had to come out with a headline that said, no, we weren't hacked. There are tons of different stories. Intercept has a really good piece on this. Coming up, Thomas Massey is going to join us. He's had a lot to say about what happened in Washington, D.C., because that's just one part of a broader story. It really is. And we're going to talk to him about that coming up. Also, we'll have the latest on how David DeLeiden and Center for Medical Progress won an important distinction. We're going to get into that as well. In the meantime, Kel-Tec, I am so stoked to see these guys coming up at SHOT Show. And I'll have the times and everything. I'll put that up on my Instagram page of where I'll be at and all that stuff for SHOT Show this coming week. I love Kel-Tec because they're so innovative. They really want to improve performance over stuff that we've been taking to the range for a long time. I have such a blast, like literally and figuratively, when I take my Kel-Tec firearms to the range. My KSG, which is awesome. This is a great tactical shotgun. The KSG 25 is the newest the variant in that line. It holds a whole box of shells. Whole box of 2 3/4 inch shells, 24 plus one. You can also fit in of the 1 1/2 inch shells, 40 plus one rounds. And it's only 38 inches overall in terms of length, so it's actually shorter than most 12 gauge shotguns. You can put it in a rack, you can put it in your truck. It has downward shell ejection, which I love, by the way, because it empties shells out of your line of sight. And that has always, and it's actually truly ambidextrous as well. So if you ever have gone, because I've gone shooting with some family members of mine and they're left-handed, I'm right-handed, but I can shoot right and left-handed. So, and that's actually a good way to train and do drills, but that's a whole other discussion. You just have to check out everything that Kel-Tec has. The RDBS, I got that for Christmas. Wonder Woman, customized, super sweet. P3AT, PMR30. I have so many favorites. Check them out at KeltecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Fisking the news media to give you the truth.
It's Dana Lash.
Ted Lieu did not like it when I challenged him. He was really railing on the Covington kids. And he says, I went to a Catholic high school. I'm a follower of Christ. And he says, I'm going to pray for your students and hope that, you know, their hate can turn into love. And I said, Nick Sandman demonstrated more restraint and grace in all of that video footage than you've ever demonstrated as a public official. Tell me, O follower of Christ, where Jesus stands on abortion. Don't Bible thump with me, number one. And I cannot stand when people who want to ignore every single teaching of the Bible suddenly want to try to cherry pick certain things. I listed tons of different scripture. And for those individuals who think that the Old Testament is somehow anachronistic in New Testament times, please understand that the New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament, and the Old Testament literally points to everything, to the coming of Christ. And if you think that somehow Jesus is inconsequential where it concerns Old Testament, you need some lessons on the Holy Trinity. And there we go. Anyway. Let's get into some headlines before we have Cain recite all books of the Bible.
All of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
By the way, can I just make a point that at some point there was a time when Cain, as a party trick, you literally,
it's not a trick. It's just a talent.
He recited every single from memory, every single book of the Bible in order, which I
needed some help towards
impressive.
The end there. But
you pretty much got it all. It was good. Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. So there you go. All right, moving on, because I know we have a lot of stuff, and it's been, oh gosh, the shows, we've been packed today. Let's see here. So this is really cool because David DeLeiden was really vindicated in terms of what a judge said. The Center for Medical Progress, they won this important distinction. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals dropped a bombshell on Planned Parenthood. And they also said that David DeLeiden's videos were actually correct, there was no selective editing, that it actually showed exactly what had happened. And it vacated the district court's injunction that was forcing Texas to keep Planned Parenthood on its Medicaid rolls. And as a result of this, they could kick Planned Parenthood off of Medicaid so they don't get tax dollars to do what they do. But I thought it was great that David DeLeiden on page, they exonerated them, and they showed that, yep, this actually was accurate. There was no selective editing. So congrats to them and their fight for life. Speaking of life, Beijing confirms the birth of gene-edited babies, according to Daily Mail. I feel like this is dangerous ground. China confirmed that they have gene-edited human embryos and two baby girls were born. They said another woman is still carrying a gene-edited fetus. Scientists modified the DNA of twins to make them resistant to certain infections, etc. So this is apparently this guy, this scientist, He Jiankui, who they said he violated the rules to carry out an unethical study for personal fame, apparently did it all by himself. Or Kane says GMO babies, but Antony and Cleopatra's long lost tomb is reportedly found, says the Mirror, and set to be uncovered. Archaeologists in Egypt have identified an area around 18 miles from Alexandria where they think that Mark Antony and Cleopatra's bodies are. And they think that they have actually identified the hidden location of the crypt where they said the leaders are buried together, and they know exactly where they have to dig. This is going to be fascinating. Who knows? This is crazy. Let's see. The Bible site where God met Moses is to be bulldozed for a super city, says Daily Star. This is in Saudi Arabia. They're going to bulldoze it for a super city. It is feared. The Jabal al-Laws in the Middle Eastern Kingdom near Mount Sinai. Stay with us, Representative Thomas Massie, next.
It's the Dana Show.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. What a weekend and what a stain on media. Joining me right now from the gorgeous state of Kentucky, Representative Thomas Massie, who has been out there speaking out on this whole, all of this insanity with the Covington Catholic school kids. The congressman joins me now on the phone. Good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us today, Congressman, and we appreciate you speaking out.
Hey, thanks for giving me a platform here, Dana, to defend these kids. They're very honorable, very tolerant. These kids have been coming to Washington, D.C. 30 years in a row to March for Life. Since I've been in Congress for 6 years, they've always had an open invitation to my office and always will. And I've even done the cheers, their school cheers with them there on the steps of the Capitol. They are great kids, and they've been smeared by a social media mob.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. You know, one of my oldest sons is a high schooler. Mm-hmm. And I was watching these kids, and I watched all of the video footage that was out there. And I have to say, you know, this Nick Sandman student, I think that he was the adult in this situation. And I don't honestly know anybody, especially if you look at the adults on social media, who would have demonstrated even, you know, an ounce of the restraint and grace that this student demonstrated. And you can tell at first he was confused and he didn't really know what to do. And so he just sort of stood his ground and tried to look pleasant. And isn't that really ultimately how we would hope that if ever our children are put in such an uncomfortable position, they would react similarly?
I would be so proud of my child if this is the way they performed in a situation they could never imagine. I would add to your adjectives, restraint and poise and grace, that he exhibited leadership. In one of the videos, you can see him turn to a classmate and use sign language to tell him not to respond, don't escalate this, while his classmate was being yelled at that he should go back to Europe, you know, by an agitator. And so, and Nick, you know, when you first saw the video, by the way, this is almost like a psychology experiment. Everybody told you what to think before you saw the video. They told you these kids surrounded an older man. These kids were chanting, build the wall. They told you that Nick Sandman had a smirk on his face. And so you believed that. I mean, I almost fell for it the first time I watched it. What he did and what he explained in his statement, he was smiling. He was trying to put on a pleasant face so that his classmates would know that he didn't feel threatened or intimidated and that they wouldn't overreact.
Yeah, and he, because he knew, and he, I love the awareness that he had too. He knew that there were cameras all around, and he realized it was the adults that were trying to set up this confrontation. That's a lot of awareness and a lot of maturity for someone who's a junior in high school. Now, as I understand it, Congressman, are these students in your district?
Oh, they absolutely are. I've been to their school, and they've been to my office.
Wow. What?
You mentioned the camera was rolling, and he knew the camera was rolling. Let me also say, these are the kind of kids that even when there's not a camera around, they do the right thing. And That and the reason they don't misbehave is not because they fear punishment, but they have so much respect for the mentors and the teachers who brought them to D.C. and for their families that it would be a bigger deal for them to let down the people they respect than it would be to be punished.
Right. I got the sense, too, that some of them, this was because some of the students looked really young, and I got the sense that for a lot of them, this was their very first time there. And it's I was joking with my producer earlier. It's sort of a rite of passage to be attacked by the Black Hebrew Israelites, because whenever you go to any rally in D.C., you're screamed at. They always have something there and you're screamed at by them. And so it's this sort of a rite of passage. But if you don't know what to expect, it can really take you off guard. And you really are in a very awkward position, and they were just there waiting for their buses. Now, in the wake of this, congressman, and this is what I find really startling, I feel like we're at a watershed moment in our society where we have adults who are motivated by partisan zealotry, and they are preying on children, because now these kids have gotten a ton of death threats. I know originally the school came out and issued a statement, and they were threatening them with expulsion. But now that the full story is out, what recourse do these students have for the damage that has been done to their names and reputations?
Well, the prosecutor in Northern Kentucky has issued a statement saying that it's illegal, it's a crime to threaten a school, and that if this continues, or if he has evidence, he's going to follow up and prosecute. Now, as far as civil recourse in the courts, I don't know. It's you know, when you're judged in the court of public opinion, it's almost impossible to get the genie back in the bottle. There are some reporters out there, and I know people are going to be mad at me for saying this, but I try to be fair. At least Jake Tapper on CNN has retweeted my material, and he has put out the longer version of the video on Twitter. But that's an exception. Most of the press,
I think he's the only one at CNN who did that.
Yeah, most of the press has moved on to the next scandal, and I'm trying to take up for these kids because it will provide some cover to the other people that need to be speaking out for these kids, hopefully, like the principal.
Yeah.
You know, man, wouldn't it be great if the president invited Nick Sandman to the White House? But in short of that, they're always going to be welcome at my office in Washington, D.C., and my office that's there just a few miles from their school.
Yeah, I would love to see the president send that invitation out as well. I know you're short on time, Congressman. I want to ask you one last quick question. With all of the youth out there that, you know, because there were a lot of youth that were really motivated by, you know, for instance, the Kavanaugh hearings. My son was one of them. He's a high school senior, and this was really the first time he ever really saw this play out the way that it did. And him and his friends all discussed it. Now they're all witnessing this. I would imagine that to see this sort of pushback against students who did nothing wrong and had this narrative made up about them could create a chilling effect. What do you say to youth who are interested in politics or who just want to speak out in defense of life, who might be feeling a little bit apprehensive about speaking out after they've witnessed this play out in the press?
Well, I don't know if I could grow up in this day and age where everything is recorded, but I would say do not cower. I mean, yes, everything on the internet is forever, but conduct yourself always as if there were a camera around. But do not cower. Believe in what you believe in. Know what you believe in, and don't be afraid to state it. And eventually somebody will come out and support you, and that's me in this case for these kids. So don't back down. Don't be afraid of the public discussion. These kids were really restrained. They had racial slurs, homophobic slurs, being hurled at them, and they never reciprocated. That's the other thing I would tell young people these days. Don't lower yourself to the standards of those who are trying to bait you into things.
That's right. Absolutely. Congressman, thank you so much for your time today. And thank you so much for sticking up for these students. And we need more of kids that demonstrate grace and restraint like this. And they can teach the adults a lesson. Congressman Thomas Massie from Kentucky. Thank you, Congressman.
Thanks, Dana.
Mm-hmm. And I like that prosecutor even has been looking out at this. And that's true. And I like you can't be afraid to speak out. And that's the thing. I really do believe that the progressive left wants to chill speech. I think that for the progressive left, these are individuals who they cannot meet an idea and have an exchange and debate the merits of that particular idea. So what they'd want to do is just silence any and all disagreement so that they don't have to be put upon to do the work to defend and articulate their particular positions. And so they want to shut everyone down. Additionally, they are also afraid of losing influence. I mean, what if someone that they're trying to influence is persuaded by a better argument? They don't want a marketplace of ideas. They want to regulate it. They don't want a marketplace of ideas. They want to shut down speech and control it. And that's, they want to create this chilling effect so that other people are afraid to speak out. Whenever you speak out publicly, even on anything anymore, there are always people who have nothing better to do in their lives. And I think that this it really speaks to the indulgence of our society and how good we have it right now, because we have all of this time to be outraged over all of the wrong things. People are outraged over what somebody says on social media. You can be mad about something, you can disagree with it, but outrage is a reaction that is typically reserved for the absolute worst thing possible. And the progressive left has been outraged over everything. It's not just disagreement. They don't just mildly disagree. It's all outrage, outrage, outrage. Everyone has to be quote unquote dragged or something. It's just, you can't simply disagree with anyone. And if some person, heaven forbid, they make a mistake, they misspeak, there's no grace or redemption allowed, which makes me question the entire purpose of their advocacy. Because if the purpose of your advocacy isn't to persuade people to think differently, or it's not to improve upon someone's particular viewpoint on an issue, if it's not to bring more people to your cause, and if your sole purpose is just to destroy any and all opposition, then why are you doing what you're doing? You're not basing your advocacy on betterment. You're basing your advocacy on destruction. That's tyranny. That's not advocacy. It's hateful. And a lot of these people need to own up to the fact that that is what they believe in. And going after these kids this way, just awful. Teenagers particularly, y'all have it so hard today. I can't even imagine. First, you're supposed to, everybody's on social media. Everyone lives their lives on social media. Everyone is, I don't know. Do you think people are more superficial or less superficial than they were when we were kids? I don't know. In the 90s or 80s? I don't know. 80s is pretty superficial. 90s is pretty superficial. Maybe that stayed relatively the same. But people used to not get outraged and offended over everything, but they've learned that there's some sort of strength in being a victim. But now everyone's a victim, so no one is. That's how they're doing it. It's outrage has now almost lost its impact. I don't know. My heart is sick for these kids, though. Absolutely sick for these kids. And I hope that they stand their ground and they don't move. Never bend a knee to the rage mob. The rage mob is not interested in redemption. The rage mob is only interested in destruction. They're not interested in apology. They're not interested in a comeback. They're not interested in rehabilitation. They're interested in complete, just total destruction. And that's it. In the meantime, we got to get moving on. And I'll have some SHOT Show appearance announcements coming up later on Instagram. Patriot Mobile is, I like Patriot Mobile because they bring a voice to everybody and they also make it easy to support your values. There was no way especially after having so much of your hard-earned tax dollars goes towards groups like Planned Parenthood. There's no way that I wanted to give them more of my money with my old cell phone service. And you need to realize that your big mobile service is sending more of your money, your bill money, to organizations that support Planned Parenthood or Amnesty that actually fight against what the president is trying to achieve in Washington, D.C., where it concerns border security. You need to switch to Patriot Mobile. It is the only conservative cell phone service in the entire country. And they do the opposite of big mobile. They donate to causes that you vote to protect every time you pay your bill. I mean, wouldn't you rather fund pro-life, Second Amendment rights, strong border security. Every time you make a call or text or update a status on Facebook, it's easy to switch. Most people save money. I actually save money. I ended up saving like $30-something. I mean, it's seriously like a massive amount of money. And they make it easy. They have so many different plans, so many different phones. Stop spending money at companies that contradict your values and cancel out your actions. Visit them online, patriotmobile.com/Dana. Get your activation fee waived. Mention my name, Dana, when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Make today the day that you switch to Patriot Mobile.
To hear today's full show, subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on your device to catch anything you may have missed.
Shut down.
I skate around the edges.
Oh, jeez.
You should do what I do.
No, I can't. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to the show. Kane and I are arguing. We're arguing right now over things.
Apparently that took precedent over the show.
So, SHOT Show, we're going to be at SHOT Show beginning Wednesday. Wednesday through Friday, we'll be broadcasting at SHOT Show, and I have some booth appearances and all kinds of stuff coming up. So it's always overwhelming. Like, I can do a couple of days in Vegas. I'm not a gambler. I am an eater. That's what I do. That's what's really, because you have some really good, it's so frustrating, you know, when you're trying to just be like straight protein, get them gains, all that jazz. It's rough, ma'am. But we'll be in Vegas, and apparently the weather's going to be just like Texas, except with no humidity. So yay, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so I'm super excited about all of that. And I will put those events up, the booth appearances and
as it stands right now, you don't like to talk about things that are too far in advance, but mm-hmm. I know that we have Kim Rode, the Olympic shooter.
Yeah,
she's
going to
be on the show Wednesday along with Eva Shockey.
Perfect.
I know that much. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, outside of the fact that it's Vegas, I mean, this is SHOT Show. It's always fun. There.
Kim don't play, man. I love her. And she actually is taken on the state of California in court because they passed all these gun laws that make it to where she actually can't. She actually, right now, the way the laws are, cannot compete easily. She can't train. She can't train at all because you're limited to a certain amount of ammo, and then you have to go through all of this stuff. And she goes through thousands of rounds of ammo just in an afternoon training because she's a competitive shooter,
can you imagine
gold medalist.
Representing the United States, and you're bound by these dumb rules?
I think, who was it? There was a lawmaker who suggested that people who are going to write laws about firearms need to take a class educating them about firearms. I'm like, yeah, that would be great. I'm actually not against that, really. I think that's funny and apropos,
right?
Why don't we do that? Anyway, we might as well. Why don't we? Oh my goodness. But anyway, never bend a knee to the rage mob. Never do it. So I will you'll be able to follow along with all of the fun stuff that we do in Vegas on Instagram and on Facebook as well. We'll be able to do that, and it'll be a lot of fun. So in the meantime, as we get moving, I don't even know what to pick for today in stupidity, because I want to just basically classify all of it as that, but
which you wouldn't be wrong. I'll be honest with you, but I was able to pick one because we didn't get to AOC.
Okay.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes,
all right, so she's dodging the anti-Semitism question about the Women's March, and how she deflects is, well, it's very, very much like the Democrats do.
What would you say to some of those people who have concerns about anti-Semitism within the Women's March group?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I think that right now, in this moment in the United States, we have to center this conversation. I think that concerns of anti-Semitism with the current administration in the White House are absolutely valid, and we need to make sure that we are protecting the Jewish community and all those that feel vulnerable in this moment.
Okay, so...
But
wasn't it this administration that moved our embassy to Jerusalem? Wasn't it this administration?
She spoke at a rally over the weekend where the founder of it couldn't say that Israel has a right to exist.
Right. And no one's fully denounced Farrakhan in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
So the anti-Semitism is way more clear and definitely evident on the left. They have nothing but conjecture our conjecture and the stuff the media has been saying about Trump
right.
being anti. There's no proof that Trump is anti-Semitic. It's ridiculous.
Agreed. Folks, that does it for us today. We will be back with you tomorrow. Have a great night and back with you then.